Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day. All right, I want to talk about the difference between being deserving and being entitled.
Being deserving and being entitled. Okay, I'll think about it while you're talking.
Okay, good. So I want everybody to understand that they deserve happiness, right? And everything great that the world has to offer. And we talk about that a lot. It's like, why not you? Why not you to get the promotion? Why not you to be successful in this area? Why not you to have all the great things in the world? And there is nothing about anybody that is any less deserving or any less equal. Because when you think about, well, who deserves it? Well, the reality, I truly believe that we are all created equal. I do. I think that, sure, one person might be better in one category, but I'm better in my own category. So, yeah, of course, Einstein was a genius and a master in his field. But then you have a world-class chef, a world-class musician, a world-class trainer, somebody who was an incredible parent, somebody who was an incredible coach. So I think we all have our talents. I think that we are all created equal, as in we are equally special and equally unique. And I think we're equally deserving, right? If there is a creator, we are all God's children, if you believe in God or have some sort of spiritual bent. And I don't believe that if there was a God, that God would favor one human over another. I think
no.
That's silly. That's just absurd. So I think this gets confused, though, and this is where people get disillusioned, of thinking you're deserving means you're entitled. The deserving means you are deserving of it, but you have to earn it. You have to work for it, because obviously things don't just manifest. And I watch the younger generation, and it's very interesting because everybody calls them the me generation and these kids today. And I would love your feedback, Jake, because I don't think these generalizations apply. And it's like, well, these kids today, you know, they just think like they're going to get 40 job offers out of college. How dare they? Are they think they're so special and like they just deserve the promotion. But the funny thing is, we raised this generation to feel special and feel unique. And then, of course, you bitch slap them back down. And who do you think you are? I love that about this generation, that they're like, no, I'm awesome. I get 40 job interviews, or I deserve the promotion, or I'm qualified. Why wouldn't I get it? I know more than the guy who's been in the business 20 years. I can operate this because they know more about technology. But it's not to say they don't have to work when they get the job. Does that make sense? I think people go, oh, well, I deserve a raise. Okay. Did you earn the raise? Did you do a good job at your job? What was the feedback? Do you follow me on this thought process?
I do, but where are you comparing it to entitlement?
Okay, because there's a huge misconception with regard to being deserving and feeling like the world owes it to you.
Right.
Well, I went to college. Right. I should get 40 job offers.
Is that not what this generation is saying? I feel I should?
But... okay, if they did the work in school and they did the networking and they then submit their resume and they're on the ground, then yes, they should. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, if you failed your way through college and you didn't do any networking and you're not out there pounding the pavement, then you won't.
I think I got it. I have your answer.
Go.
The reason this generation, it comes off like that, personally, I went to college for a year and a half and dropped out and decided to just work for myself and do my own thing and make my own way.
Yeah.
The reason it is because all my friends that are just now graduating or that have graduated in the last year or two, you know, they did do the hard work and they did earn their diploma and everything. They're not entitled to a job right out of college, but they should be, at least getting entry-level positions in places with upward mobility for them, but instead they're stuck at the Cheesecake Factory or at Starbucks or whatever because no one can find a job. So after a month or two or a year, they're stuck here and they still can't get another job, and they're saying, I deserve this.
I did the
what
work.
Why am I stuck here?
Yeah.
This sucks because there's not enough jobs for all the college graduates these days, and also, you know, a bachelor's degree doesn't get you as far as it used to. So everyone's working really hard, 4 years of their life, parents, debts, whatever,
yep.
Money, and then they're stuck working a job that you could get right out of high school or not even in high school.
Like, what's the point? But here's
exactly.
My argument, though. They are deserving of that job.
If they did the work.
And they, if you put in the work, and they will get the job. But it might not be on the time frame they presumed. And I know that will unfold, just maybe not in the ways that they had hoped or the way that they thought that it would. But there's a big difference in feeling that the world owes you. The world doesn't owe you anything, but you are deserving of going out into the world and getting what you want. But you have to do the work. So I think that it's like there's a difference. Like, I had an assistant who worked for me, and it was like, well, when do I get a raise? And I was like, you just started. Like, really? Why don't you focus on the job and kicking ass at the job? And then we could talk about when you're going to get raised. Like, you've been here a couple of months, and it's like, well, I just want to know when I get what I, you know, I'm entitled to this raise. And it's like, you got to earn the raise. The job pays this. It didn't say like X amount of bumps every single year. And I always give people raises and pay them what they deserve. It's not even just quote the Generation Y or the millennials. It's everybody in the world. I want people to know that they are deserving of happiness, that they are capable of happiness, and that they are equal in the eyes of the universe, God, or whatever, because we are. With that said, though, you have to earn it. You have to do the work. So if you're a trainer and you go, well, why is Jillian Michaels so famous? I'm a good trainer, but I did the work. I did the networking. I did the homework. I studied up on what I wanted to do and how to put the message out there. So it's not just because you're a good trainer. You have to do the work getting from A to B. Do you understand?
I do. I do.
Yeah.
You don't. I can see it on the look on your face.
No, it's not that. It's just I'm so far off this generation because I'm on the edge of the boomers.
I know.
I'm the last of the boomers. Like where I was, you know, because I'm in my 50s. So there's a whole two other generations in between. So My upbringing comes from the Depression era. My parents were from the Depression.
See, that era goes the other way, though, of like, I'm not special, don't ask for anything.
Exactly.
It's the complete opposite end of the spectrum.
So I bristle. And not you, Jake, but I do bristle at this generation because it's so far away from
I get it.
Where I was
born. But I think that there's a balance, though. Like, I do want people to feel like they're deserving because you are. If you don't feel deserving, you'll never have anything great in the world.
True.
But the key here is that life doesn't owe you. You've got to fight for it. You've got to work for it. And that's how you get it. So I wouldn't ever want anyone to think, well, I might fight and I might work for it, but I don't deserve it. Like, I'm not special. I'm not unique. I'm not capable. I don't deserve it. And there's two ends of the spectrum, and it's the middle. It's like, yeah, you do. You deserve it. Of course you do. We all deserve happiness, and it is out there for us, but you have to go and get it. You've got to do the work to achieve it. So it's in the middle. And I've noticed... It's not even so much about a generational thing. It's more of a message of, I want people to understand the difference. I want them to know that they can go out there and expect great things and desire great things, but they've got to earn them. They've got to put the work behind them, and they've got to know that it won't necessarily manifest on the time frame they expected, Jake. But I guarantee you, your friends are not going to be working at Cheesecake Factory forever. And the other interesting thing is, if you are going to be a person that says, I don't buy into the college situation, it's not for everybody. I'm a person who did that. I was like, it's not for me. I don't think this way. I can't function in this environment. It's not what I want to do. And my brother was this exact same way. He's like, I'm not interested in this. I want to do film. And I was like, please God, go to film school. No. And he started his own little company, and they're doing great. He's like shooting stuff and editing stuff and commercials. And I mean, you just have to have an entrepreneurial spirit.
Mm, very much so.
So that's the reality. It doesn't matter if you did the 4 years in college. Regardless, you have to have an entrepreneurial spirit, and you've got to be prepared to go into the world and do the work. In fact, every billionaire I have ever met dropped out of college. And I'm not saying drop out of college, but I'm just saying it's in you. You have control no matter what path you choose. It's just a matter of choosing it and working for it.
You know, and just to bring it back to where you started from, when you said, why does Jillian Michaels get to be this famous trainer and I don't?
Right.
When I've done this. And it's interesting, and not to keep bringing back the tour, but no. I mean, it's the closest thing we just had happen. And often there were questions. I'm a trainer. And they want almost like a magic, what was the one thing you did to get there?
Yeah.
And I kept on thinking,
I know.
Just work. You just got to work. And it's almost like they wanted that there's a golden pathway. I got to take, if I do exactly what she did, I'm going to get that. And
I think we always think there's the panacea. There's the magic pill. There's the magic food. There's the magic exercise. There's the magic conversation or the magic
person
relationship.
Yeah.
And the reality is that, again, it's out there, but you have to earn it. You've got to put in the time. You've got to put in the work. You've got to be prepared to fail. You've got to be prepared to learn incrementally and progress. And that's all. I worry that if you tell people, you deserve it, you deserve it, you deserve it, right? Then they get out of school and they're like, where are my 40 job offers? Then they're disillusioned. There's a huge difference of thinking the world owes you. You've got to be persistent and diligent and determined and appreciate that you don't dictate how it all unfolds. Mm-hmm. And it will happen, but that is the key. It's like you've got to earn it. Even though you're deserving, you're not entitled. It has to be earned. And it doesn't come always in the way you expect it.
Ain't that the truth, my sister? Okay, we'll be right back.
Okay, so I've been realizing.
Yes.
Not realizing, but I've been noticing in particular lately that everything is always the quick fix, more so than I've ever noticed. Like, I went to Men's Health and I was just kind of going, all right, well, what are some interesting things we can talk about? What's trending in fitness? And I was just went to their website. Like, I check all the normal websites because there were no good studies to really discuss that I've come out with recently. And everything that's like trending in fitness is 3 ways for guys to drop 20 pounds quickly. How to lose 7 pounds in 7 days. It's like,
because we have no time. There's no time.
But isn't there nothing but time?
No.
That's kind of the argument I make, is that there's nothing but time. Where are you going? You've been 20 pounds overweight for probably a while now. So what if it takes 2 months to drop the weight?
No, I want to do it now.
Why?
Because something's coming up. Usually when people want a quick fix, there's something coming up. Like there's a dance or a wedding or a da-da-da-da-da. So they got to have it down now.
Really?
Yes.
See, I just feel like they just don't want – it seems impossible to do long-term, but anybody can do anything short-term. And, like, I don't know. Books, oh, lose 20 pounds in 20 days. And the thing is, can you? Like, maybe, yeah, but – and I always will say, like, fast-lasting weight loss. Like, it will come off, but, like, 7 days? Like, and even in everything I do, Jill, can you give them a jump start? Even with Body Revolution in there, like, we need a jump start. People really want a jump start. So I changed the diet up to give people a jump start because the fitness is the fitness. They can only do what they can do as beginners. But I'm starting to really hate the concept. Like, I'll play into it, and I can deliver fast. If anybody is the best in the world at fast weight loss, I think it's me. I've become famous.
Well, and maybe that's what they – I mean, let's face it, Biggest Loser is a season. You know, and people are dumping – maybe it's its own worst enemy, is that people are have that expectation.
I mean, nobody can take weight off of a person probably faster than I can do. That's my specialty. That's my expertise. I've now done it, you know, for 7 years. There's no medium like it. It's, I don't say nobody, but it's become like, I know how to take weight off people quickly, but I'm starting to get to a place where I'm like, why though? I mean, can we do it? Yes. And why not? You want results. You want to stay motivated. Sure. But at the same time, just all I want to say is, well, you really have nothing but time. I bet you've been overweight for a while. So if it does come off like a pound a week, okay, but it's coming off.
Because we have become result oriented.
Then I think we need to gain some perspective on the results we expect. So nobody ever stops and goes, I've stopped gaining weight. What an accomplishment. Mm. Nobody ever pays any attention to that.
Yeah.
It's never like, oh wow, I changed my diet. Instead, it's like, why isn't it coming off? Well, it is at a slower pace. Because maybe your lifestyle doesn't permit you to go to the gym for, you know, 4 times a week and kill yourself when you're there. Or maybe you have an injury and you can't work out in the most efficient ways. Or maybe, you know, you're miserable eating 1,200 calories a day and you need to eat more. If you lose weight and it's not coming off fast, it doesn't mean that it's any less awesome. And by the way, it might be more sustainable for you because the way you've lost it hasn't been so extreme. So your maintenance mode mm-hmm. might be easier. I just feel like, look, man, you want it off quick. Okay, fine. But you've been overweight for a while and you've lived your life. So
okay, here's an analogy.
Yeah, give it.
It's the difference between putting a coat of paint in your bathroom or remodeling your bathroom. Remodeling your bathroom takes forever, right?
Yeah.
It takes forever. Whereas if I throw on some paint, it's automatic. I see, oh, that looks great. Oh, I love that. Whereas I'm waiting for, you know, Sammy the plumber to come in to do the GD toilet, and then it's got to do the tiles. It takes forever. So to see that result is like, by the time you finally get your bathroom remodeled, it's like, who gives a crap? That's the analogy you're looking for.
I don't think so.
Oh, shoot.
I think they want a full remodel, but they want it overnight.
Well, it ain't going to happen.
Exactly. Or it could, but I mean,
no,
at what expense?
I know.
And I get it. I do know. I appreciate that. I get it. You want to see something, and I agree, and that's why I'm always great.
Yeah, tangible. You
want to give you fast results. You want results fast? No problem. But at the end of the day, a part of me, I want to say this. Let's celebrate different benchmarks. The first benchmark we should celebrate is you're not gaining weight anymore.
Right.
Okay? Number one. And then number two, if the scale goes from stuck to down, even if it's a pound a week, even if it's a half pound a week, like, what are we really talking about here? If most people want to drop 20 pounds, not everybody wants to drop 50 plus pounds. Okay. If it took you 3 months to lose 20 pounds instead of, 2 weeks, is the world going to end? Is your life over the course of, oh my God, I spent two more extra months being 20 pounds overweight. Oh, well, you probably spent 10 years being 20 pounds overweight. What's 2 months going to cost you? Do you see?
No, I do. But I get that. I understand that gratification in 2 weeks.
Yeah, I know.
You know, there's just something incredible. Like, oh, I don't know.
All right. And I appreciate that. But. And fair enough. And the thing is, like, I have created plenty of, like, rapid accelerated weight loss programs, and they work. But if it's not something that's easy for you to do or easy to maintain or easy to sustain, just remember, like, you spent a long time being overweight. If it takes you 3 months to lose 20 pounds instead of 2 weeks to a month, like, what's an extra 2 months going to cost you? The scale's going down. It's moving in the right direction. Wait, and I just want some perspective.
You just said it. You just said the key because you said this a lot during the last 2 months, is that if it's really hard to do, you're not going to do it.
You're not going to do it.
You're not. You're going to give up.
Yes.
So you got to make it
concern.
Easy to do.
Exactly. Thank you. Yeah, that's exactly what I think I'm trying to say.
Thank God.
I think.
Thank God I'm here.
It's
true. If it's too hard, done. I'm
yeah. And I feel like those extreme programs, and then they yo-yo all the time.
Yep.
So I just, all right. And can I help you in 30 days lose? Sure I can. But if, God forbid, it was too hard and you weren't able to do it 5 or 6 days a week and you weren't able to eat 1,200 calories, like, so you lose it in 3 months or 4 or 5, or God forbid it took you 6 months to lose 20 pounds. At the end of that 6 months, you're still where you want to be. Isn't that better than going, I didn't lose it fast enough, so I give up.
I give up.
That's
all.
Yeah. All right. Oh. Moving on.
Moving on.
Okay, everybody, giveaway time. So our new sponsor, Audible.com, is giving away a free audiobook and a 30-day trial to Audible.com.
Very cool.
Yeah, I know it is. So I saw Gatsby recently.
I haven't seen it yet.
It's awesome. And I reread the book.
Haven't read the book.
Well, see?
Well, I'm...
Not only are you a dumb person, but...
No, don't be me.
I'm just going to tell my listeners that I used my free download on Gatsby because it's a great work of literature and smart people read those.
Okay.
But you don't have to.
No.
So for all of my listeners, I suggest Gatsby. But you can get any book you want, and they carry titles across the board. In health and wellness, business, classics, fiction, history, romance, mysteries, thrillers, sci-fi, fantasy, self-development. Janice, you need one in self-development.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a book called Lean In. I hear it's good. Look into it. Okay. www.audiblepodcast.com/exercise to get your free book and free trial membership.
And how do you spell that, Jillian?
That's www.audiblepodcast.com/exercise, EXERCISE.
Very cool.
Yeah.
All right, so we are back, and Eden has a question for you.
Okay, Eden, what's going on?
Hey, Jillian. Thank you. So here's the thing. I love hardcore workouts. Your hard body is my favorite thing ever.
Whoa, you do like hard. You do like hardcore workouts.
I do. I own like all of your stuff, and aww, I love it all. Yeah. So
thank you.
But the thing is that I'll be in a really great groove, and then Aunt Flo will come to visit. And then it's like with all the cramps and everything, yeah, it's just like, I love working out, but it's like the thought of doing jumping jacks makes me want to like shoot myself in the eye. Like, I am just like,
okay. Well, all right. So tell me, how many days though do you actually feel like that? Like out of the month, two?
Yeah. I mean, like, it's like 3 to 4 actually.
3 to 4 days of cramps, honey?
Yeah. Well, yeah. And my, yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah, I know. But it's like usually really bad 2 days, and then, you know, like sometimes a third day and a fourth day.
It's 2 days. Like,
yeah,
usually
sorry,
it's
what?
Like day one and day two. Yeah. 4 days. All right. Excruciating cramps or no, just cramps?
Yeah, pretty bad. So it's
all right.
I mean,
You know, just to cover our bases here, have you been for your checkup recently, your gynecologist?
Yeah, I mean, everything's totally fine.
No cysts?
I don't have anything severely out of whack.
All right, I just thought, like, if you're severe cramping for 4 days, made me wonder if, like, you didn't have, like, a cyst or something.
Oh, no. The bad cramping is, like, 2 days, 1 to 2 days.
Okay.
But then there's, like, this emotional stuff.
The residuals. All right. The emotional stuff, though, I get it. Like, I wish I was dead kind of thing that goes on.
Yeah.
All right.
Exactly. It's just the whole fun bundle.
Then, all right. So here's the deal. Like, the days that you're having the whole, like, ouch, I'm in pain, I wish I was, you know, I can't jump up and down, don't. Yeah. Don't.
Well, right. So, yeah, exactly. So, yoga is the one thing that, you know, the thought of it is like, oh, okay, I can do that.
Right.
But so this happened back in high school, when I was in a yoga class, and I let the teacher know that I was on my period. And so then during the class, she just out of the blue is like, you know, as we're doing the downward dog, she's like, and anyone who's on their period shouldn't raise their pelvis above their head. And so I felt like really embarrassed, because I'm like, well, if I don't follow up
with
everybody else, then I'm, you know, I everybody's going to know that I'm on my period. Great.
Okay. You know what?
But if I do, I might be hurting myself.
No, you're not hurting yourself. You know, first of all, I've never, ever, ever heard that in Down Dog. I've heard it for full inversions.
That's
like,
when I heard it too. Yeah.
The suggestion is don't do a handstand. But will you be hurt? No. Will the world come to an end? Absolutely not. If the suggestion is just like, well, it's not flowing in the right, like, hang on. Heidi's a certified Yoga Works instructor. Let's see if we can get her on the phone. Watch this. This woman never answers the phone. She's on the phone all the time and never answers the phone when I call. It makes me bananas. Bananas.
I know people.
And I'm like, honey, how is it possible that you're always on the phone, but when I call, you never answer the phone? And look, not answering the phone.
I know people like that. I'm sorry.
Honey?
Yeah?
All right. Can you pick up the phone? Pull over.
Why? What?
This is serious. Can you pull over?
I'm driving.
I know. Pull over.
I can't. I'm in the canyon.
Oh, the canyon.
Man.
She can't pull over.
I want to pull over.
Babe, if somebody is on their period and they do a handstand, are they going to die?
They're not going to die, but they do tell you not to do it.
Why, though?
Something about the blood rushing to the head or something. Like, it needs to be somewhere else.
It what? Somewhere else? What?
I don't know, to be honest. They just told us not to do inversions if you're on your period.
But, like, the world won't end, right? Because I know I've disobeyed. There you go,
that's
girl.
Exactly
okay, yeah, that's it. All right. And no one's died in yoga class. I've never, ever seen an ambulance run because a woman on her period did a handstand. But also, this doesn't apply to Down Dog, though. Just full inversions, right?
Okay.
Yeah, no, it's totally fine.
Got it. Down to, okay. Okay, thanks, honey.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Okay. So, all right, here's the deal. You can do down dog, which is what I thought. Yeah, totally fine. You know, I have heard that, but it's like I know I've done it, and I know other people have done it, and no one's died. So I think it's just a suggestion. Oh, Autumn Googled it. Why do yoga teachers say you should avoid inverted poses? Classic yoga philosophy teaches that energy is flowing downward in your body during your period, and poses that require you to go upside down impede this natural flow. Oh, for God's sake.
Yeah, that's right, Jillian. You don't want
to. That's not a serious enough answer. Like, it needs to say your ovaries will fall out through your ears for me to tell her not to
no,
do it.
No, it's all.
Oh, girl, don't worry. Really? Honestly, yeah, don't worry about it. That's just not a good enough answer. The feng shui of your blood energy. For crying out loud. What's the worst that's going to happen? Her aura is going to be effed? Like, I mean, a bad day in Los Angeles traffic will do far more damage
to
her
to
chakras.
You.
I'm just saying. Yeah. Now, don't worry about that. Yeah.
Aw. Well, thank you so much.
No
thank
problemo.
You. And also, oh, sorry, what?
Yeah, I said no problemo. It's me being cool.
And I just wanted to let you know that I'll be 24 on June 4th. So this was like an awesome birthday. Thank you so much for calling me.
Oh, happy birthday, sweetheart. That's awesome.
Thank you.
24.
Thank
F you.
You. Thank you.
Janice is 104 and I'm 39.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, happy birthday to you too, whatever it is. I'm so sorry. I forget.
Let's never talk about... We don't talk about birthdays when we're over 24, sweetie. Over 30 and birthdays. What birthday? I don't get any older. I don't know what you're talking about. It stopped when I turned... I don't know what. Anyway, happy birthday. You do your handstands happily. Don't worry about it.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Have a great day.
Okay.
Bye.
Aw. You see, when the teacher tells me, I just say, yeah, that's right. I'm, you know, Brenda Vaccaro of the Kotex ads. That's right. I've got the Kotex on.
Why are you acting like you're smoking a cigar?
Well, because Brenda Vaccaro sounds like she's been smoking for a while.
Who's Brenda Vaccaro?
She does the Kotex ads. Hi, I'm Brenda Vaccaro for Kotex.
Have you heard of Brenda Vaccaro?
Brenda Vaccaro. Everybody knows Brenda Vaccaro.
Who's Brenda Vaccaro?
She's an actress, and now she does the Kotex pad ads.
Now?
Yeah.
Can you pull that up on YouTube?
And...
What the hell is Brenda Vaccaro?
Brenda Vaccaro. She was an actress...
1982, Janice. I was barely
alive. Janice, that commercial's from 1982!
Can I just repeat what Autumn said? She said, Janice, it was 1982. I was barely alive. There's Brenda Vaccaro.
That's not when she's, should I play it?
Yeah, play that. I want to hear that.
Okay, Jake.
Janice, it's 1982.
Yep.
Brenda Vaccaro, who is that?
Brenda Vaccaro.
Janice, you said she does the Kotex ads. 1982?
Brenda Vaccaro, Playtex tampons. There.
Teenager, I tell her to buy Playtex tampons. You know why? Playtex is a comfortable tampon, and it has a plastic applicator instead of cardboard. I think that's important.
Whoa.
That unique double-layer design, only Playtex
She's
has
had
that.
A cigar or
and
two.
No other tampon,
or
not
10,
one of them can beat Playtex as a tampon protection.
She's
that's good to know.
Wow.
My daughter, my advice. Playtex tampons
oh my God,
or Playtex
her poor
deodorant
daughter.
Tampons.
Her mom's talking about her using tampons on the friggin'...
Especially marked packages.
God there bless the 80s. Those women were coked out
That's
of their
right.
brain back then. Telling you, man, it's all the blow those broads did. Freaking A. I tell my daughter tampons to use. Oh, no. Like, really? Oh, my God. I'm going to do that to Lou one day on a podcast when she's 15. You know what tampons Lou uses? She uses the double cardboard applicator because I think it's comfy. What the hell?
God, you know what? I hope you're grizzly. I hope when you're 80, you are a grizzly old bag. I really do.
80? I'm a grizzly old bag now.
Well, you grizzly old bag.
Don't you love the way she made it sound like she does the Kotex ads? Like it was on right now on television.
Well, it was on back in the 80s.
35 years ago.
Well, live a little. That's me. I'm a historian. That's what I'm here for, is to teach people history of things. What we did in the old days.
Okay.
All right, Jillian. Take your pad and go home.
It's not a pad. It's a tampon.
She showed pads and tampons.
It's a tampon ad.
Well, I thought there was a pad there. Remember those big strap ones? I was going to say something else. Remember? You didn't have to do that. When I was a teenager, we had to wear the pad with the belt. Have you ever seen that? Yeah, it was a belt we wore, and then you hooked the pad onto the belt.
You wore a diaper?
Basically.
No, you didn't.
Seriously.
What a savagery.
It was savagery.
What?
I'm telling you. And then they invented the poon.
You wore a diaper?
Mm-hmm.
With a belt?
Yeah, it's a belt, and then the pad hooked on to it. Oh yeah, don't think I didn't look good in my basketball game. Look at, I'd run like this.
They can't see you.
Oh, that's right, they can't see me.
Okay.
I found the belt. I found an old belt. I'll bring it for you. You can see what they look like.
You gonna bring me a used?
No, it's brand new.
Diaper belt?
I don't know where. My mom had it in a box, and I found it. It's a brand new one. You can see what we did in the old days. Oh, I'm exhausted. I'm tired of being this transparent.
Okay.
Okay, so we're going to end the show by giving you all a taste of Danny Allen, who joined us for a week on the road.
Yes.
And she joined us for the Q&A, and these are some of the questions.
Yeah.
We want to give you the answers.
Oh, good.
The questions.
Share away. Share, McManus.
All right, so the first question she was asked is, what did it feel like to win?
Winning The Biggest Loser was obviously the best thing that ever happened to me in my life, but I still think I haven't sunk in that I actually won this, because I get people that come up to me sometimes, I'm like, why are you talking to me? Like, what did I do? Someone said, congratulations. I said, for what? And so it hasn't fully sunk in, but it really is the best thing that ever happened to me, in the sense of I feel like I found myself. And I think that's the best prize of it. Yeah, you know, there's a little bit of a check involved, and that's kind of great. But it really was what I found within myself. And now, like, the little things, like, I'm not afraid to act silly. I'm not as, you know, I said ass on stage, and I've never been able to do that before, so that's kind of fun.
Now that we see, though, that there's a baby in the audience,
I'm
though.
Bad.
No, because I was like
I
this.
Said,
I literally was like this, oh, my gosh, I dropped the F-bomb, like, 1,000 times. Oh, my gosh.
To answer your question, it feels great, and it feels great to be able to pay it forward now and hopefully inspire others.
The next question she was asked was, what keeps you motivated when temptation hits?
Temptation does hit, and the one thing I've always said about the show is that, you know, I face a lot of demons while I was on the show, and I didn't necessarily cure them all, and they come up every so often, but I've gotten the tools now. So when temptation, like food temptation, is usually my biggest thing, working out, I think I've got down. I kind of have to assess exactly what is it going to do to me. But sometimes before I have that indulgence, I eat something else to kind of fill me first. I know it's like a little trick that I do. And I'll find something like healthier, like whether it's lettuce or cabbage. Cabbage really fills you up. And then I go to my indulgence. I know it sounds No, I honestly have to put that in my head. It's a trick that I play
Take
on
that,
myself.
Jillian.
It's like, okay, you can have that. You know, I love dark chocolate with sea salt and crushed almonds, but I eat myself a little bowl of Brussels sprouts or broccoli, something that's kind of filling me first, so that way I'm not feeling like the hunger void that I have. So I play tricks on myself a lot, honestly, especially when I don't want to go to the gym. I say, like, you know, go for 20 minutes, and by the time you're there, you're like, oh, hell, well, might as well stay. So I kind of have to play these tricks back and forth with myself.
Danny was asked, have you ever dealt with an injury?
Throughout the show especially, I had a lot of injuries. We were doing a lot of intense workout here and there, and I had, you know, fractured knee fracture, and then you saw a lot of people on the show. Even David was in a full cast. I feel like any injury that you have is the worst excuse you could ever do, because you can show that you can be that much stronger. You can find that many different ways to get the same results or better results because your mind is finding a different way to do it. But I do know when I struggled in the past, my junior year in college, I did, again, my stupid knee, hurt it, and then that's what took me out of the game. But did my injury take me out of the game, or did I take myself out of the game? And that's kind of what I went through, and that's what the show kind of helped me see, was that there's always another way. There's always another path. And then I also had this freakish tendency to gain muscle on the show. And as much as I really, really wanted to lift a weight, she wouldn't let me. I thought it was going to hold me back. I'm like, what do you mean I can't lift these? I'm supposed to be losing weight. I'm supposed to be getting exercise. I'm supposed to be doing this. There's always another way. We found running. We found swimming. We found spinning. Those were all, especially swimming and spinning, were low impact, so I didn't have to worry about my knee in the show as well. So there's always something that's going to hold you back that you can use an excuse, but just find that other path.
And then she was asked, when was the moment it clicked in for you that you could really do this? And then it went on, the question was to Jillian, when was the moment she realized that she thought maybe Danny could actually win the whole thing?
Yeah, in the beginning, I definitely did not feel that. It was rough. Rolling out of bed was usually how I got up in the morning because it was so sore. But I think it was like week five, the moment when I really was all by myself and I was like, oh, crap. Like, it's just me and Jill. That's all I had left. And honestly, like Jill said, I had the disease to please. I was always worrying about everyone else. And she's like, this is such irony. You're here alone. There's no one else for you to focus on. So I had that whole week by myself. It was a true eye awakening to see what can I do, what can I do by myself. And that week when I had one of the best weight losses of the season so far, it was just finally like, I can do this, and I don't have to worry about anyone else. I have to make sure I can do it for myself. And I think Jill and I had a moment where we both realized we could do this and we could do it together.
Funny, two things about this conversation. Number one, part of the issue with cracking Danny was a little more challenging because Danny came to the ranch already having been an athlete. So it wasn't redefining for her to be doing these workouts. She was like, I was a this, I was a that, I was a varsity, blah, blah, blah. And it didn't boost her confidence in the way that I needed it to. And I was like, shit, this isn't working. What's the issue? And then I began to realize that it was always the disease to please and performing for everybody else. So with her, it became, you know what, you got to make this decision not to please me or the parent that you're projecting onto me and do it because you want it for you. And when she made that decision, as she said, and no one was there, that was key. And then when did I think she would win? I was so cynical to protect myself against the fear of her going home that I was like, every week I would do this to her. We did everything we could. And you know what? There's no way in hell you're going to lose 9 pounds today. So you just go home knowing you did everything right. Okay? You know what? You are special. And that's it. And then she would drop 9 pounds. And I was like, son of a bitch. Oh my God. How did we do it? You can't believe you did that again. But I was terrified to get attached to that outcome for her because it was just such a horrible situation. And I thought I'd be devastated if she went home. And it, you know, then towards the end, I was like, I kind of always had it in the back of my head, but I wouldn't attach to it, which is, and she did it anyway because she did.
Next question. How do you balance having a healthy lifestyle and still having a social life?
I kind of, like I said, I still write things down. So honestly, I'm the dork. When I have my drink, I put it in the notes section on my iPhone because then I can see it visually like, okay, you've had one drink or you've had this to go along with it. And I'm a visual person, so if I see it in front of me. But I also make sure that I'm not putting myself in places to fail because right now I know I'm not necessarily as strong. So I will come to, like, if my friends go out to dinner, I might join them for drinks afterwards because then I know at home I can get my solid, good, healthy meal, and then I'll splurge on the drinks because right now finding that self-control balance is still an issue, and I'm dealing with it, but giving myself the tools and removing myself away from those situations. Or girls' night, we went to Flirty Girl Fitness one night and did all their, like, Janice pole dancing and cheer dancing. If you ever go to Flirty Girl Fitness, so much fun.
There's so many times.
I've kind of tweaked what I thought.
This.
It's what you become. Fitness.
Stop it.
Fitness.
Oh my God. I don't want to know about
so
it.
I did. I
Treat
changed
me like
what?
Your mother. Keep me to yourself. Mother of God. La, 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 la.
So I changed what I thought was like normally I would go to food or we go to a bar and have drinks. I've changed that. And that's what I had to do to kind of keep myself busy and away from the stuff that was keeping me down.
One gal's auditioning for The Biggest Loser. So she wanted to find out from Danny what was the best advice she could give for people who are auditioning. What's the way to try and get on the show?
Okay. First of all, there is no secret to it, honestly. Okay. But honestly, be you, be bold. And, you know, I honestly went there in no anticipation of actually making the show. I was just hoping to find people that were like me because I felt so alone in my struggles. And when I got there, that's truly what happened. So regardless of if you were to make the show, and I wish you all the luck, take the opportunity of the people you're going to meet there because you'll see like how many people struggle and maybe you can find friends that'll help you along with it because that was my initial thought going there. I'm just like, I'm going to meet people and eventually hopefully start my road to recovery. And luckily I did make the show, but all I did, I was straight up honest. Don't say what you think they want to hear. Come with your story. I will say you do have to have some sort of story because that's what everyone wants to hear. They want to hear a story. Know what your story is and then speak it loud and be there and be present and don't say anything. Don't cry because you think they want you to cry. I mean, I did because I'm a crier. It's just kind of what I do. But be you. And it sounds corny, but be you. Come with your story and don't back down.
So that is a little taste of last season's Biggest Loser winner, Danny Allen, as she carried on with us on the road for a few days. Yeah. And now we can say goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years, one of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore because it's here and it's funny. And I love you.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig. Inspiring kid confidence.